Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
G'day, welcome along to the podcast of Jade, Straney, Damien, Michelle, Laurie in the morning. I know that's what the opener said, but we always miss out on Michelle in the opener. Anyway.
Yeah, Michelle's not here and neither is Jade. It's just you and I.
And you know what? I sent you a message.
Did you?
The other day.
What did you send me?
Yeah, let me just go back to my messages to Damien Leith. Classic radio here.
Is this where... Did I not reply? Is this, you're going to get to...
No.
Or did I reply?
No, hang on. The message was on Tuesday.
Oh.
Now, we've recorded this on a Thursday morning. And the Tuesday 3:30 text message to Damien was, "Hey, Trav. How did you go with that bet?"
I totally ignored it. When I got that message, I was like, well, clearly that's not for me. And
that was a reference to Travis Winks, our Wave FM newsreader, who didn't pay up on a football bet for about 2 weeks. And then when he did pay up, it wasn't the actual described bet.
Oh, so you were referring to me as Trav.
Yes, you're Travis.
You know what? It's all falling into place. I didn't cop it. You know what? This morning, we are going over to Country Grocer.
Yep.
I'm going to get you a six-pack of something.
Six-pack?
That's what the deal was.
It was a case.
No, it was not.
It was a case.
It was a six-pack.
We said a case of lemonades.
It was not. It was a six-pack.
You are
bluffing.
You are trying to get out of this.
It was never a
you
case.
You really are trying to get out of this.
A case of lemonade. You're the biggest bluffer going. It was never a case.
It was. But anyway, now I am going to call you Winksy from now on.
That was a six-pack.
Oh, you are outrageous.
A six-pack?
No, it wasn't.
You're
not.
The biggest bluffer.
It was a case.
Nah.
That's what the bet is always with Trav. It's always a case of lemonades. And I think I said to you...
because you and I, we've had...
It was a six-pack with Michelle, who still hasn't paid up.
No, the six-pack was for us. Both of us had the same... And the reason why I know it's a six-pack, because we've done it before, and you brought me in a six-pack. Mm.
I did, yeah. I think it was maybe 48 hours later.
Yeah, it was 2 days later.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It's now round five of the... National Rugby League competition this weekend. The bet that we had was round one.
Maybe rather than me getting you anything, why don't we just have a double or quits?
No.
All right. You still
because
want
I won.
You won.
The bet.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Yeah.
Do you think that the TAB or Sportsbet or whatever the sports app that people use nowadays, do you think they're going, hey, you just won $1,000?
You know what?
Have a go again.
I won $300 on a sports bet one time. $300 on a horse.
Story. You've told
and they wouldn't
story.
Give me the money.
Yeah.
They took my money.
Because you didn't put the bet on properly.
No. I won it.
Yeah, but you didn't put the bet on properly.
No, it was because of my name. Because I had two...
They saw Damien Leith like other people and go, stuff this guy.
I had two accounts using two different emails, okay? And they said, because you had that. And I've been furious because they took my money, allowed me bet. Only when I won... I mean, they should at least give me back my betting money. If they're not going to give me my winnings, they should have given me my bet.
Who was that through?
I won't name anyone.
No, but who was it?
I'm not naming.
Are they not listening?
They might
care.
I'm not.
Was it Sportsbet?
I'm not.
I think it was Sportsbet. You told me before it was Sportsbet, wasn't it?
I'm not naming it.
Yeah, it was. It was Sportsbet. Look at you go.
But I was disappointed.
I don't bet with Sportsbet, so I don't care.
I was very disappointed because at the end of the day, if you're going to take someone's money. Give them the returns.
Exactly. And if you're going to gamble, well, gamble responsibly at the end of the day.
I don't really gamble much at all.
Yeah, and we don't condone gambling on this station or on this program.
No, I'm packing up.
Oh, no, you are. Here's what happened in the show.
Convo starter time.
That would have started a convo with you.
That would have. I mean, there's a lot of people curious now and wanting to know what's happening with that Barocca.
But I think a lot of them have guessed, but anyway.
What is your convo starter? This is you've no idea the amount of people that talk about this.
Wow.
I could stop all
We're
of
starting
them.
Conversations across the Illawarra.
That's the idea, isn't it? I mean, it's all about just getting the conversation started and then where you take it from there. Who knows? Hopefully romance, hopefully friendship, hopefully romance. Just relationships starting all over the Illawarra.
Oh, good,
and that's what I'm hoping for. And this one is, look, it's not racist, but it's racial. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that because sometimes, you know, we're different. And there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, difference is great if we celebrate it.
Correct.
That difference is what makes it all interesting, isn't it?
Damien's different, guys. And that's okay.
Very different.
Okay, that's okay. You're different, Damien, and that's okay, and I celebrate that.
I like that.
Is that all right with you?
Michelle, you're different too. Strainy, you're different too.
Well, I'm different as, and I want you to celebrate that.
It's been celebrated.
And this morning we're celebrating Koreans.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, cool.
And the reason we're celebrating, and Korean Illawarrans, good morning to you. Mm-hmm. And I want to celebrate you guys. You know why?
Tell us.
Because you don't probably have underarm odor. Good morning.
Ooh, what's going on here?
This is science.
Okay.
This is not racism. This is science.
Just a fact.
Studies conducted by the University of Bristol found that only 0.006% of the Korean population have underarm odor, because only that number of Korean people have the ABCC11 gene. And that, my friends, is the underarm odor gene. This is science.
Well,
not racism, science.
This is actually cool science. How do I get rid of that gene myself? I would like to get rid of the odor.
You can't. Hey, you're the scientist, man. You're the chemist. Yeah. You can't get rid of genes.
No,
g'day.
I think that if they're in, they're in. That's the way it is. Mm. Yeah.
Right. You know. The study found that most East Asians actually don't have this gene. Koreans just have the lowest number of people with this gene. But guess what? Bum, us stinky old Europeans. Mm. Only 2% of Europeans don't have it. Poo-wee, we stink.
Oh, we do.
Stinky old Europeans.
Give it about 20 minutes in the sun for me, mate, and that gene comes flying out of me.
Yikes.
Look, if I'm being totally honest, I don't smell it.
Oh, shit.
If I'm being totally honest,
I'm Dolce Gabbana.
Reek, mate. In fact, this whole conversation has just been about saying, Damien, we got a problem.
Here's a bottle of Blinks for you. Start using it. Combo
starter time. Yeah. Do you remember that ad? Don't wait to be told. You need Palmolive Gold.
That's Damien Lee's new theme song.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainy and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I told a joke on stage the other night at one of my shows.
Ooh. Hang on, are you doing Joke of the Damien?
Well, no, it's just you mentioned chapped lips and it appalled the audience. I don't know if I ever told you this, but the guy who was driving along the road sees a farmer kissing the behind of a cow. Yeah. And the guy pulls over and says, what are you doing? And he says, I've got chapped lips. And he says, does that cure chapped lips? And he says, no, it stops me from licking my lips.
Yeah. And the audience was appalled by that.
Some people
you've got to be
very funny.
Some people thought.
And then into Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, it was just before Hallelujah.
Yeah, you've got to be so careful.
I don't have any more chaplains.
Here's a tip for an Australian Idol winner. Just sing, mate. Just sing. That's what they're there for. Just sing.
They love the joke.
Stop telling stories.
Come on.
10 to 7, but it's one of those sorts of days again. Another high wind day today, but 25 degrees is another bottler across the Illawarra.
Michelle, now, in the time that we've known you, myself and Strainy, we've gone to all sorts of lengths to impress you with gifts. We even made you a lady at one point. You're a lady of Scotland.
Lady Laurie.
Yes, I am, sir. Yeah, you have. You have given me a lot of gifts, and you're getting there, is what I'll say.
Getting there. Well, you know what? We've got one more gift for you. Well,
no.
I'm saying, like, this is the last gift we're ever going to get you. I'm not ruling out another gift, but right now we have a gift for
you. This is a great gift.
All right. We know that you love music. You're a fan of the likes of Queen. Yeah,
definitely.
Elton
you taught
John.
Me how to write songs. That was amazing.
You've
we wrote a song together.
Music is a major part of your life. We also know that you're an animal lover. The cats in particular. You're a cat lady.
Mm. And dogs, and I've got a chook.
But predominantly cats.
Primarily, yes.
Predominantly cats.
Oh, sorry. For the purposes of what's happening, is that important? Okay,
It's actually very important for the...
Okay.
We know you've got about 11 cats, don't you? And you have all the kittens and everything else.
Yeah, yeah.
10 cats is a lot of cats. All right, so we did a research. We went looking around. We just thought, you know what? What she needs is she needs some soothing music, something that incorporates her love for music and her love for her cats. Mm. We did our research. Got some great news for you. Mm. We found a band that we think you should get into. This is Katera.
Mm.
All right? They're taking the world by storm and certainly going to be on your playlist from here on.
Just so happens that we have a clip of Katera.
Katera.
We think that you are going to love this, Michelle.
All right, here we go. Kerr as the lead singer.
Yep. No singing.
Oh. Oh. Oh, no.
Hey, 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 don't be, oh, no.
That's horrible.
Hey, hey.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, I thought you love all cats equally. That is a cat that has taken the world by storm. It's now a famous cat. In the studio, there's footage of this cat in the studio preparing, getting its voice ready for the music. Loves this sort of music. And, you know, just was so inspired, just got in there and got in front of the mic and just went for it. Are you saying you don't like it? You don't like our gift?
I don't love it. No, I mean, I love the thought. No, I love the thought, but I do, you know what it reminds me of? One of my cats, Tiger, he calls out to me. Like they do, I know a lot of cat lovers listening will know this. When he was a tiny baby, Tiger, he's one of our first cats,
yes.
And he used to feel trapped by Jacko, the big dog, the cattle dog. He used to call, he used to go, meow, and I used to go, where are you, Tiger, where are you? And I used to go and save him.
Oh, nice. Hey, wait one sec. We're coming to the end of the bit, the Katera bit, okay?
Oh, there we go.
Nice. Just in the air.
Wow. And so now, reverbing gosh.
It. Yeah, so Tiger.
And now, Tiger calls out to me. He talks a lot. Oh. And I swear to God, he got it from the kids as well. I swear this cat now, he walks around the house and he goes, Mom! Mom!
Well, it's been known Mom? Before.
It has happened, yeah.
He does. Before. And so he'll be upstairs and I'll be working, typing away, and I'll hear, Mom! Mom! And he wants to know where I am. And I'll go, I'm here, Tiger. I'm here. I'm here, Tiger.
Down he
and
comes.
I have to yell back to him, and yeah, he wants to know where I am. And he'll come down the stairs and he'll be chatting away, Mom! Mom!
Can I
and
have that's a what bot? That bot? Can I have something to eat, for God's
just
sake?
He's nagging at me,
I've just
waffling
spewed
on.
In the bedroom.
No, he's not.
I've just eaten a bird and I've left it on your bed.
Yes. Yes, Tiger. Yes, Tiger. And that's what that reminds me of.
So I think the moral of the story is that Michelle hates her gift.
She hates her gift.
I don't love it.
Okay.
I got to say.
Appreciate
it. So I'm going to need something.
Are you
going to
re-gift it and
that
hand it over to somebody else?
Oh, mate, she's re-gifting in about 30 seconds. Don't you worry.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. Michelle and Damien's
topic train. Love the topic train. This is good gear, I've got to be honest. The topic train is making waves across the Illawarra because loads of people are talking about it. So in topic train, one of their faves.
Ooh.
Guys, what about Edwina Bartholomew, Sunrise news gal, giving it to Meghan Markle?
Go with the palace line,
yeah,
would you,
messaging.
For once? Yes.
Right.
Just shut up.
Shut up, she told
she
Meghan
actually
Markle.
She sees it. Wow. I think people have been thinking
just
that.
Just shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Damien, Michelle, has someone ever told you to shut up?
Ooh. Are you joking? How often? A day. Yes.
Give us the time. Give us the best one.
Oh, God. I mean, all the time.
All
but
the
also,
time?
Oh, shut up. I think I tell myself.
Ooh, right back at you, Straney. Wow.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all the time. But
say it to me all the time, Straney.
Yeah, but you just bang on. No, we've got time constraints.
And what you don't realise is it hurts my heart.
Oh, dear God.
It does not, little Jewel.
It hurts my
heart. But, you know, I think we've got thick skins because, honestly, in our business, like, our bosses tell us to shut up all the time.
All the time.
Yeah, like, I think people don't realise that we get used to people telling us all the time. We'll say to us, oi, you just... What are you doing?
Yeah,
you talked
up.
For too long then. Shut up.
I remember when when I first arrived in Australia, I was playing a gig and I was playing a lot of contemporary Irish songs. I just got over and someone said, shut up and play something we know.
Ah, there you go. That's on you that we get to it. On you that we get to someone telling you to shut up.
Know.
Beautiful. Yeah. Again, on music fronts, I don't know whether or not you guys saw this. Dave Grohl and Mick Jagger have released a COVID single together.
Yeah, gorgeous.
A little bit odd. A little bit. It's very Mick. There's a lot of Mick in there.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Mick, but this potentially could become a rare collector's item.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
These guys are never going to team up again together.
Yeah.
They've done it once. This is it. Collector's item. I want to ask you both, what one weird thing do you still have? Have you collected for a long time? What is that one weird thing you've got?
Michelle. Again, I've got lots of weird things. I mean, I go to Michelle. Op shops and trash and treasures, and I love buying weird things. Mm. I went to a trash and treasure market in Berlin. Look at me. Oh, ooh, I've travelled up myself. Uh-uh. And I bought a set of kitchen scales that looked really, really old. And so, and all the measurements are not only old, but written in German, you know. Oh, so good. It's useless. It doesn't work anymore or anything like that, but it's busted. But I just remember, I just thought, gosh, that would have been in some old German lady's kitchen and she would have used it to bake and cook. And so it's just always sat in my kitchen ever since for about 15 years.
How nice. The kids will end up, you know, giving that to their great grandkids, saying it's some sort of rubbish family heirloom.
Yeah, they'll throw it out when I die.
Yeah, you're right.
And they'll sell it.
I've actually got a phantom. You know the phantom that goes to works? I've got a phantom bust that's actually a lamp.
Have ya?
Yep.
That's cool.
Can't get rid of it.
It's got to be worth money.
Kids hate it. It scares the hell out of the kids.
Give it to me. I'll take it.
Nah, it's worth about $100, to be honest.
When I die, get to the Salvos near my joint.
Yes.
It'll be a very eclectic collection that hits the Salvos. I love that. When you go to a Salvos or an op shop and there's the weirdest junk in there and you think, oh, someone interesting died.
Yes, exactly. Ooh. Exactly right. What about you though, Damien? You got something that you just hang on to, you can't get rid of?
Oh, look, I hang on to a lot of things. I have my watch, obviously. I mentioned this before on the show where I had a digital watch where I found a four-leaf clover and I put it inside of the digital watch, and I used to wear it all the time when I was Irish dancing to give me good luck. Mm. I still have that. Yes, and by the way,
there's a lot going on in that story.
I won a lot of Irish dancing
gigs with it.
Yeah,
well, good on you. Nice work. Hey, got another one. The last one in the topic train is a good one. One plane passenger has been left a little red face after pictures have gone viral when her skirt that she was wearing was stuck up just behind the undie line, leaving nothing but her bot and the G-banger a little exposed.
Ooh, it's another bit chilly.
You're very chilly for the poor thing. Now that people are, you know, flying again, they've all gone, oh. But what idiot took that photo instead of going, hey, listen,
exactly.
Your skirt's up around your hip. Just pull that down.
Every woman's nightmare.
Oh, exactly. I want to know, Damo, Michelle, ever had a wardrobe malfunction?
No.
No, never.
End of conversation. No.
Okay, Damo, what about you, mate? I mean, you've been on stage a lot. Wardrobe malfunctions?
No, I haven't had wardrobe malfunction, but what I have done is my guitarist, Eric.
Eric, yeah.
One time, he had to do a show, and at the time, I don't think he had undies, I'm not sure. For whatever reason, it's going back many, many years ago. And he was doing a maneuver on stage.
No.
And the trousers ripped right from his knee to the crotchal area.
Oh, no.
From a-hole to breakfast time, my nan would say.
Old mate was just sitting there.
Well, look,
shooting the breeze.
I think he realised and he dashed off. But I reckon that was a malfunction right there.
I'll say.
That's an embarrassing malfunction.
It can happen. It can happen. Especially when you're trying to do breakdancing.
I've got a non-showbiz. A non-showbiz one that happened to a girlfriend of mine. I've just remembered.
Yeah.
She had a newborn, and she was sitting in her doctor's office.
Yeah.
And she was holding her baby, and the doctor said to her, "And how are you coping?" And she said, "Fine." And he said, "Really?" And she said, "Yeah. I mean, you know, but yeah, fine." He goes, "Really though?" And she goes, "Yes. Why do you keep asking me that?" And he said, "Well, it's because your left breast has been out for this entire."
Oh, the best. Michelle and Damien's topic train.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
My friend is still in your neck of the woods with his children from Victoria and they're still going to the beach every day.
Well, you poor unfortunate Victorians, because you don't know what it's like to feel heat.
Exactly. We don't understand. We do not understand. That's a summer day for us. Yes. And they're out there in their bathers with the long rashy tops going, oh, gosh, the sunshine.
Whilst everybody else is in a beanie and woolies. I know. Well,
you literally were wearing a beanie, Straney, the other day when they went to the beach. It was great. Yes. Now, Damien, you have just done something for me that has blown my mind. And What was it? It was amazing. I just thought, gosh, I don't remember the last time. I must have been a child the last time anybody did that for me.
Oh.
What did I do? I don't even know what it is.
You were there, Straney. What it was after the joke of the Damien, which happens if you just sort of get up now-ish and you never hear this show before now-ish, what you miss out on and you're mad
is
every morning at about 6:05, Damien tells a joke.
Yes.
And it's always amazing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so this morning, after he told his joke for the Illawarra, he said then, I've got another one, actually.
Yes, yes.
And then he said, oh, no, I can't possibly tell it in front of Michelle. It's too rude.
Yes. Yeah.
And I said, hang on, I think I misheard you then. Hang on a minute. Just backtrack. I thought you just said you can't tell it in front of me because it's too rude. So you can't, I mean, who would say that? So what did you say?
No, that's exactly what I said. I couldn't tell in front of you. Well, you know, certain things, when they're naughty jokes, you don't say it in front of ladies. You know, it's just, that's how it works.
How have you been, Prince Philip? My God, you've got quite a coffee nose about this morning, don't you?
It's not all
amazing.
It's not all fat, but it, you don't. I wouldn't be comfortable.
Touched.
I wouldn't be comfortable.
Touched.
However, I did tell Michelle the joke.
Oh,
in
you,
the
told
ad break,
you told her. You told her.
She absolutely lost her mind. It was very.
I thought it was funny, but I also thought, my goodness, if you could hear the conversations I have with the school mums. but I do still think, gosh, that is so sweet. That's really nice. And I honestly can't remember the last time anyone was that thoughtful about what they were going to say in front of me. It's very nice. And it reminded me of a friend of mine, a school mum, George, she was telling us the other night when we were out something that her son said to her, and she said, it's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Yeah. And when she was getting ready to leave, to come out with us, her little son, Sasha, said, and he's 7, and he just turned around and he said to her, oh, Mum, you look so beautiful that there just are no words.
Wow.
You're left speechless. When if kids say stuff like that to you at all, it blows your mind.
There are no words. And she got teary. She said, no one has ever said that to me before in my life. Wow.
God, also, her husband's rubbish.
Yeah.
He's letting the side down big time. Jeez.
Yeah.
Need to learn from your 7-year-old, Tiger.
It's nice, isn't it? It's nice to know that you can still be a bit sort of, oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are no words. Nice. What a lovely thing to say.
What a
7-year old. That's a poet right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it is. So, yeah. Maybe we could all sort of try and dazzle somebody today. I've been dazzled by Damien Leith. You know, it's not even 6:30 a.m.
Not even intentionally. So.
What a great idea. Try and bedazzle somebody through your day today.
I think bedazzling's a different thing, isn't it?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, bedazzling's slightly different. Vajazzling's different again.
That's different again.
Hello. Try and vajazzle someone today, Laura. That's what I want.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.